We could go out there and set up, and it's going to be chilly. But it's not. You want the first Food Truck Friday to be like, oh man, it's back. You know, not just like a little sputter. So we just decided, you know, let's push it back till next week on April 12th. We're still going to have food trucks there on Friday night. Switchyard Park has, you know, some trivia, some other Eclipse activities going on. So you'll still be able to find trucks there Friday night at Switchyard Park. Saturday from 6 to 10, they've got karaoke, other stuff's going on. We have 9 trucks and vendors Saturday night.
So but that's not a food truck. You know, that's just a casual now happening.
Yeah.
Look at how this thing has grown.
Yeah. And it's crazy, yeah, that we still just organize food trucks for all these different events just from us having the idea to have some food trucks by the stand back in 2014. But yeah, so even though we canceled it, there's still all these food truck opportunities Saturday night and then day of. There's trucks at Dunn Meadow. There's going to be trucks up at Memorial Stadium. There's going to be them at the Arboretum. And then, of course, at Switchyard Park. At Switchyard Park from 11 to 6, which I'm planning on getting there early and leaving much later than 6, letting the traffic clear out. So I'll still be selling past 6. I think some of the trucks are probably going to realize the same thing. There's no point in leaving. Might as well hang out, sling some food. But we'll have Jay's Kitchen, Kona Ice, Pinoy Garden, Mama Duke's Hawaiian Barbecue, Uno Mas Taco Truck, Donair Kebab, Kebab on Wheels, and, of course, Chocolate Mousse.
I'm hungry already. And the other thing, if you are, and I've seen this as we share and get in the same spots with on Facebook and social media and things like that, not every restaurant is going to be open. Number one, it's Monday. And if there's going to be one day, a lot of places are closed around here. It's Monday already. So there are places that are going to maybe change hours. There are some places, I know the Finney Group, is you can buy a table and guarantee your spot and do all that. It's basically, if you're making a plan, just get on social or the web and figure out if you want to go to your spot. Are they open? Are they doing something different where you can kind of be ahead of the game? But Monday, let's be fair, hasn't been a day for people to be open a lot because perhaps of the lack of staff or whatnot. So don't assume just because the sun is going to be eclipsed by the moon, they're going
to
be open.
Yeah, call now. Don't wait till Monday to call. If there's somewhere you think you might go, call, ask them if they're going to be open. Our Bloomington store, our South Walnut location, will be closed. We'll be doing all these events. Our Brown County store will be open, but yeah, we only have so much staff that want to work that day. Now, those that are working, we are going to stop serving at 2 o'clock. We are going to reopen at 3:30. We're not going to, you know, withhold that experience from them just because we're open. In Brown County, we asked who wants to work.
Is Brown County packed?
Brown County's going to be nuts, too. Yeah. Brown County's going to be silly.
There's not a lot of extra room in there.
And a lot of places out there I know closed. And so, again, we just left it to our staff. Who wants to work? We had enough people that want to work. We're like, all right, cool. We'll open. We've got a drive-through. Let's capitalize on this. And then let's also, you know, go out, take a break, hour and a half in the middle of the day, go watch this cool thing, you know, and get back to it. I'm really excited to be at Switchyard Park. Like McAfee was saying, it's going to be a really cool spot to watch it. But yeah, I threw that out on Facebook. Where's everybody watching it? And I'd say 90% was my own backyard.
And that's for us here locally. And that's fine. We've all been to the football stadium before. I don't know what they're charging to see Shatner and Janelle Monáe. Do you have any idea?
No, I'm not sure. I think it's been like $10 or $15.
Okay, well, so that's affordable. And you know what happens when things are affordable? Well, people take advantage of them. And you will have a full stacked building there. Now, the other thing I don't know at IU how this works is, are they going to have concession stands open? Tell me.
Yeah, they will. So they'll have concessions open, and then up there by the stadium, they'll have a Arepa Burger, they'll have Kona Ice, and they'll have Ellie Mae's Barbecue.
But once you're
in the
building, you can come and go and do all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the come and go.
They have to. They're not going to have everybody there scanning you in and out like a football game, I wouldn't think.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, they'll have their concessions open. There'll be food trucks out in the lot.
Gotcha.
There's going to be options.
Good. So make sure your cars are out of there for sure.
Yeah.
If you're in town, you know where to park. Jordan and I don't have to tell you about that. find a spot on the street. Fill your meter up. If you fill your meter up from noon to 9, that's $9. $10 to park in a garage.
Yeah, not
so
bad.
Again, it's cheaper. There are places where everybody knows where to park, where maybe everybody's not looking. I'm not sure how busy the parking enforcement people will be that day. Gretchen Knapp's the deputy mayor. She'll join us tomorrow. So we'll get all your do's and don'ts for you tomorrow. She'll help us out with all of those things as well. All right, let's get eating, shall we? Tonight, ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. But let's be safe in doing it.
Yeah, so they're doing the city partnered with us. They did Taco Tuesday yesterday. They're doing scoops and safety. I forget what the title of it, but they're doing it at the Chalk and Loose tonight from 6:30 to 8:30. It's free to go learn about how we can just keep our streets safer when you're walking, when you're biking, when you're driving, and they're going to give you free ice cream just to participate. So
there's absolutely no catch.
No catch. There is no catch. It's a good thing for the community. It's a good thing for your belly. It's a good thing for your palate.
And it's a bad thing for my diet. But that's a me problem, not a you problem. Your Easter dinner looked delightful. I knew it was the picture. I knew it was yours the second I saw red onions on it. You are the king of marinated or regular red onions. You can have all of mine, and that would be delightful. You went Bedrock for brunch?
Yeah. I'm also known for my great breath. But yeah, my
you're
dad.
Good. Stay over there.
Yeah, that's why you keep me over here for sure.
Hi. How are you?
Oh, that was good. I got a whiff. My dad, my brother, and my little sister all came down. We went to Bedrock. Three of the four of us did the brisket platter. They were doing smoked in-house 20-plus hours brisket, served with a really delicious potato salad, some greens, and some pickled onions and jalapenos. And then, of course, my brother gave me such a hard time for this. I still added on a pancake. We talked about this.
Yeah.
It's brunch. I've got to do
sweet
and salty, savory and salty.
Yeah.
Or savory and sweet. You know what I mean.
Well, that's why you're here, because I get you. We understand each other.
That mutual understanding is very important. But yeah, man, the service was absolutely phenomenal. The food, the brisket, man, it had this smoke ring on it that was just like out of out of an Instagram.
Is that a special thing they did just for Easter?
It was
normally on their menu.
Yeah, it was a special thing for Easter. My dad did the smoked salmon and lox bagel, and he really enjoyed that. And that is typically on their menu. And then we did the baked brie, which was an Easter special, but they also do that on their regular menu with like a fruit jam and some toasted bread. And that, my family crushed that. You would have thought we were on a speed run splitting that appetizer four ways.
Yum. Well, that's delightful. So I'm glad you had a great Easter. We did the traditional ham. I have 74 pounds left over if you need any.
Nah, dude, a ham sandwich, just ham, mayo, bread. Maybe a little American cheese.
Well, I had something like that. A little Swiss.
Swiss.
It was lunch. Okay. That was lunch today. That's why we're down to 74 pounds. We had 77. Now we're down to 70.
It's a 3-pound sandwich.
Well, I'll just get a small ham. No, you won't. You never do. You never have. And guess who gets to eat it all? Right.
You and me?
That's exactly right. So if you need ham next week, kids, watch out. Make sure you go to the internet and see how long these things last. I don't want you to leave ham in your refrigerator for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It looks pink. It smells smoky or whatever. It's great. Doesn't always work.
That's my version of meal prep. Just bake a ham and leave it in the fridge.
Yep. Close the refrigerator door. That's storage. Here we go. All right. What else you been eating? I know the holiday popped in there. We've got the eclipse and all the great things that go on with that. Are you preparing for that? Are you loading up on some calories so you're ready to bust it all weekend and into Monday?
I've been preparing for years for this moment.
This doesn't happen naturally. This takes work.
Yeah, this is for my hibernation of the 4-minute and 2-second eclipse.
You know, it starts at 3:04, and I'm scheduled to come on the air at 3:05. I think I'll go early. I think I'll start at 3.
Are you going to narrate it?
I think I'm going to play Dark Side of the Moon from Pink Floyd.
Yeah, that's great.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, just have that going.
Yeah, and maybe I'll bring it down and announce that we're at the beginning of totality.
Yeah, they can't let you start at 3:15 and you go on the roof. I still don't like.
Well, I don't know how that works.
Push it back. Just go up, throw down like a little pool lounger or a towel. Just kind of look
I up. Have a feeling that if I was up there, someone would say, well, if you're letting him up there, why can't we be up there?
You're like, do you know who he is?
I can't take this up here. No, you know, I can't.
Yeah, I know. That's why you got to start the
pack mule.
Yeah, just queue up a couple songs after phone. Dark Side of the Moon.
Well, I mean, I'm not. Now, if it's cloudy, it won't matter where I'm at.
True.
All right, what kind of food am I dreaming about while I'm waiting for the totality of the eclipse?
So do you see, this is how my list normally looks. It's like 8 or 9 long in a week.
Yep.
I ate four this last week.
What's the old saying, quality over quantity? Well, sometimes that is it. And you've been, like I was kind of being funny, but you have been busy. And when you've got all this stuff going on, you just can't just start floating restaurant to restaurant.
Yeah, well, normally that's when I'm busier is when I'm eating out more, because I don't have time to cook. But I also have been finding little things where I go run home, let my foster dog out, whip something up, bring it back to the store with me, shovel it down. But yeah, I went to Crumble. They do. So I've always loved the chocolate peanut butter brownie at Two Sticks.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. This one is like that one on steroids. I'm not saying it's better, but it's bigger. And it is, it's like a grilled cheese. If the bread was a brownie and the cheese was peanut butter.
Oh.
And the bread was like a thick sourdough. It's like these thick THICC brownies with this beautiful peanut butter sauce cream. Well,
who came
filling.
Up with this idea?
I don't know. But I was like, the thing was, I was eating it. I was like, this is phenomenal. But I feel like I'm eating three desserts at once.
Well, that's good.
I don't need that. I know. Okay. I have enough of a problem eating one.
But the
once.
Other problem is you don't want to have a dessert that's dainty and you're like, oh, that was that one chocolate chip was delicious.
Yeah, that's true.
Give me something that hits. Give me something that hits hard.
Yeah, they crumble's good, man. They make some really
Are
really
there
good
multiple bacon. Crumbles?
Yeah, there's one on North College, which is where I went, just south of 10th Street on College. They've got one over in Renwick Plaza.
Okay.
Over by C3 College Mall.
The fat guy in me says, isn't there a cookie place called that as well?
Yeah, but that's without the E, and that's a national chain.
And we can't see that without the E on the radio, though, so I want to make sure.
Oh, yes, yes. Thank you for specifying. Yeah. I thought you could tell by my pronunciation.
Yeah. Oh, that's crumble. Crumble,
yeah. Crumble, not crumble. Yeah, so there's the national cookie chain, Crumble, without the E. It's all right. But there's the local place, Crumble, with an E. And I think they also have a location that they opened that I've not been to over on Swain, over by Mother Bears, I think. But I've not been to it. But I believe they have three locations now.
Yes, that is true. That is true. That is over there as well. So we want you to make sure that wherever part of town you're on, you've got something to go. All right, two more. We got 2 minutes. Let's two.
Perfect.
Minutes.
I got two left. So I also went to one of their probably biggest quote-unquote competitors, Soma. Multiple locations doing delicious baked goods, delicious coffee beverages. But I did not do one of their baked goods. I did one of their chorizo egg burritos along with like some.
I didn't know they had that kind of ammunition over there.
Yeah, they do. It's surprising. So typically the Soma I go to when I go is the one over there off Grant downtown. But I went to.
You went to the one by the elementary school.
By Templeton.
South of Bryant Park.
I had never actually been to that Soma. I mean,
that was the original feast.
I know. So yeah. I was going to say, I've been to that feast many times when it was the OG one over there. But I had not been to that location since it was turned into a Soma. But yeah, man, it was great. They did, what else did I have there? I think it was a lemon poppy seed muffin.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, so I guess I did get a bake.
Well, yeah, you have to. You have to balance out the savory with the sweet. Jordan Davis is a pro, folks. That's how this stuff works. And wrapping us up.
Yeah, Top Shot of Jerk Chicken is back.
Gone.
Yeah, there you go. Nice. That was good.
I've been practicing.
Yeah.
But I have to determine and get the courage to go over there and actually order.
Yeah. It's great. I saw their post and I was at the bank, German American North College.
Right
text
across
them,
the street, baby.
Can I pick up? I'm sitting there, you know, send the thing up the chute. Yeah. And I'm, I didn't smell it, but I saw the post because I was just scrolling on my phone, waiting for my deposits to come back. And so I just text them because we're on a text basis, you know. Hey, can I grab one of these in 10 minutes? They're like, sure. Pop down there. They were doing a pork curry, a curried pork, which normally it's jerk chicken. And that was great. But then they also did a jerk chicken, like, patty, which is almost, it reminds me of like an empanada.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm thinking patty, I'm thinking like a veggie burger almost.
I'm thinking jerk chicken. I'm thinking like a whole chicken.
Yeah, so they do those. And speaking of meal prep, I made that joke earlier. When I have meal prep successfully, I buy my chicken from them.
Smart.
And they're both bodybuilders. So they have, they're jacked. And they're a super sweet couple. And they've got like sauces that are healthy and good for you. And they do meal prep stuff. It's great. I love them. Top Shot of Jerk.
They are not on a schedule, correct?
Yeah, I think they're on somewhat of a schedule, but the best
usually
thing
Saturdays,
would be
it?
To follow them
yeah.
At Top Shot of Jerk Chicken. I think they had done the last two Fridays.
Cool.
And then they're almost always set up there at 4th and College.
Delightful. How do we follow you?
Yeah, so Chocolate Mousse, Mousse B-Town on Instagram, and then obviously No Dishes we talked about at the top of the program.
Good luck in the eclipse, buddy.
Thanks so much.
Come
wait.
Come back and see us next week.